T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The weather is going to get messy with snow in the mix just in time for the holiday travel back from Thanksgiving. Lots of people might have to head back early, like this afternoon or later like Monday night. The Catskills and the Berkshires expected to get some of the highest accumulations. Let's get a better idea of the time frame for the stormy weather closer to home from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
A mix of snow and sleet moves in tomorrow morning between 9 a.m. and noon. Looks like it turns over to rain for the city and continues tomorrow night. The worst of the travel problems definitely to the north and west. A prolonged period of snow and ice tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night, and then everybody ends with a little bit of snow during the day on Monday.
Now, if you have flight plans and think you'll need to change them, a couple of airlines are letting you do that for free because there will be delays.
American Airlines has given waivers to passengers traveling tomorrow and Monday on flights from New York's John F. Kennedy and LaGuardia airports, Newark, Philadelphia, Boston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. Delta Airlines has announced weather waivers for 16 cities in the upper Midwest today and 22 cities in the Northwest for tomorrow and Monday, including airports in Boston and the New York area. Of special concern is tomorrow, when millions of holiday travelers head home. There will be a mix of rain and snow through the Midwest and an icy mix in parts of the Northeast, with New York City and Boston forecast to have snow followed by rain. I'm Christopher Cruz.
A very disturbing story out of Brooklyn we're following this afternoon. Police are looking for the guy responsible for sexually assaulting a woman in Bensonhurst Thanksgiving morning.
48-year-old Deborah Rodriguez tried pleading with her attacker as she says he choked her and told her to bend over between two cars.
She was like, but I can't breathe. You need to slow down. What do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. She's like, take everything. Here, take everything. I have grandkids. I have my kids. Please don't do nothing to me.
Her daughter translating as she detailed how he grabbed her from behind around 65th Street and 20th Avenue just before 5 Thanksgiving morning.
He was covering her mouth, so she bit him in the hand.
She also hit him, but it wasn't until she screamed and flailed her arms at a passing car that the assailant loosened his grip and she escaped. Police now out with surveillance.
I hope he gets caught and he pays what he did. Because it's not just her. If he did that to her, she was lucky. Imagine somebody else.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Bensonhurst.
Cops are also looking for the vehicle and driver responsible for the death of a woman in Brooklyn.
The woman in her 40s was found with severe head trauma around 4:30 in the busy intersection of Pennsylvania and Atlantic Avenues. Police are investigating it as a hit and run. People who live and drive in the area, like James, say despite the red light cameras here, drivers don't always stop.
I know it's a dangerous intersection because every time the light turns red, people should be trying to go through it, so have to be careful at this night.
And Maria, who lives on Pennsylvania, says it's not just this intersection.
Always accident is there or there. Georgia and Atlantic, always accident. And Pennsylvania and Atlantic too.
Police are still investigating. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn.
Holiday shopping discounts are here, many at the big chain stores, but today's the day locally owned businesses are looking for your attention, many also offering deals on this Small Business Saturday. Marianne Rausch is president of American Express Shop Small. She says there are lots of examples of small businesses you might not have thought of.
It could be your favorite clothing store down the block. Independent bookstores are a great example. I also say that people, you know, you see that people go out and actually dine small as well. So go out and have a meal at their favorite small restaurant.
Plenty of those to entertain you as the big businesses count their earnings from Thanksgiving, Thursday and Black Friday, and the online ones gear up for Cyber Monday. A 15-year-old boy who was riding a bike has died after being hit by a car in Massapequa Park. The driver stayed at the scene and has not been charged. This happened last night. The teen riding on Park Boulevard and Sunrise Highway. The vehicle struck him in the southbound lane, and again, the driver did not leave the scene. The boy was rushed to a hospital but died of his injuries a few hours later. Police are still investigating. Today is NYPD Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill's last day on the job. As of tomorrow, Dermot Shea, the chief of detectives, will take over as top cop as O'Neill leaves the NYPD for a high-level security job at Visa. He spoke with us at the Thanksgiving Day parade.
I'm going to miss it, but again, you know, this is well more than half my life. I get the opportunity to start another chapter, and it's going to start on Sunday morning.
During his tenure, crime fell to new lows, and the department focused on community policing as it dramatically reduced stop and frisk. He did face criticism from police unions for firing the officer involved in the death of Eric Garner. O'Neill has spent 37 years with the NYPD.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.